Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 10th of November, 2007. It's the birthday of Martin Luther, born in Eisleben, Saxony, 1483. He was a priest who did not particularly enjoy performing Mass. He did enjoy teaching, though instead of giving lectures, he often asked his students to explain the scriptures to him, did not have any really radical ideas about theology. Until 1517, when the church in Rome began a big push to sell indulgences to raise money for the rebuilding of St. Peter's, Luther was offended that the church in Rome was preying on the fears of poor parishioners to raise money, and he decided that the whole concept of indulgences should be the subject of a public debate. He wrote up his famous 95 Theses as a way of proposing a debate, but it was so controversial, people began passing it around. It wound up in the hands of the authorities, who asked Luther to recant, accused him of heresy. And the experience of being attacked by the church authorities got Luther's back up, and he made him question the whole idea of the Pope's authority and the whole church hierarchy. The more he thought about it, the more he thought that the Bible was the only real authority that anybody should pay attention to. So he was excommunicated, and that was the beginning of the Reformation. It's the birthday of the poet Vachel Lindsay, born in Springfield, Illinois, 1879, whose big hit poem was published by Poetry Magazine in 1913, General William Booth Enters into Heaven. It's the birthday of the novelist John Phillips Marquand, born in Wilmington, Delaware, 1893, who made his living writing adventure stories about a Japanese special agent, Mr. Moto, but whose great masterpiece was The Late George Apley in 1937, a fictional biography of a New England gentleman. It's the birthday of Neil Gaiman, born in Porchester, England, 1960, who created a comic book character for DC Comics called The Sandman, who can control dreams and stories. The issues were collected and published in 10 volumes, the first of which was The Sandman Preludes and Nocturnes in 1991. Gaiman has gone on to write dozens of story collections and novels, graphic novels, and children's books. His young adult novel, Coraline, was a big bestseller in 2002. His graphic novel, The Facts in the Case of the Departure of Miss Finch, came out last month. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Susan Deborah King, entitled Toast. It's worth getting up for. Just at dawn, on a dead of winter walk, I could smell it wafting from homes all around the lake as they emerged from the dark like loaves from an oven steaming. Is there an aroma more divine than that of bread warming, bread browning, crisping for the spread of butter and marmalade, the sprinkling of sugared cinnamon. Whatever terrors the night might harbor, how bad can it get if hot slices stack our morning plate, the white ones patterned with cobalt blue? It's what, in the current vernacular, will all eventually be a pleasant redolence rising and haloing a roughed-up, frozen expanse. For such days, we make not too burnt offerings of thanks. We raise our glasses of juice. Toast, a poem by Susan Deborah King from her collection One-Breasted Woman, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.